You may be wondering how it is that the sympathetic nervous system can activate some organs and glands while deactivating, at least temporarily, other organs and glands. And the reason for this, because if you think about it, all that the sympathetic nervous system has to work with are two chemicals, epinephrine and norepinephrine. And so why does epinephrine, or why do what epinephrine and norepinephrine activate some organs and glands, whereas they deactivate others? And the way that this works is that the sympathetic nervous system has a couple, actually it has four different kinds of receptors. There's the alpha 1 and the alpha 2 receptors, the beta 1 and the beta 2 receptors. And what happens is the response of a given organ or gland, or organ system for that matter, to epinephrine and norepinephrine depends on the type of receptors that are found on the organs or glands in question. And some of the receptors, when they are stimulated, when they bind with epinephrine or norepinephrine, will cause stimulation of that organ or gland. And some of the receptors will cause that organ or gland to be inhibited. So even though there's only two chemicals involved in this communication during the sympathetic response, good old epinephrine and norepinephrine, it's the type of receptors that are found on the different organs which that are going to make the difference of whether that organ is activated or deactivated in that particular case.